No, we were talking about a go devil. Is that with a? Is that different than a harrow?
Oh yes, a harrow is just flat, and then it's got teeth, iron teeth that goes out, and you've got a lever that you can raise those teeth up or lay them down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanna really harrow something, you wanna put the teeth down, and if you're gonna go over it, just you pull it. Why? Just lay them. They'll fold up, you know, and lay down.
But this other, the teeth go down a lot deeper.
Oh yeah, it's a different deal. It's on wheels and they're more like a. Well, you see these here tractors that's got these rock deals on them to dig rock with,
mm-hmm.
these big tractors. Well, it's something like that. Only they're not nearly that big. And there'll be. I don't know how many there is on one of them. But they're kind of like, did you ever see a cultivator?
I don't think so.
Well, it'd be kind of hard to tell you. But they go down.
Well, a cultivator has a spinning.
No, a cultivator is the same thing, only it's a lot lighter than a go devil. This go devil's heavy, made out of real heavy iron. And that's to break up sod and stuff like that.
What would you use to, just around the house of the ranch, I think so, to push maybe small loads of dirt around?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay.
By hand.
And what about to go out and catch cattle, they throw a...
Lariat.
Okay. Would they ever use any other term for that?
That's all I have heard. It was just lariat rope.
Okay. And what sort of, if you were to buy seed or something like that, what sort of sack would it come in?
Well, it used to come in burlap. Everything was burlap, but now it's all plastic. It's all plastic
sacks. Now, did they ever call it by any other name other than burlap sacks?
No, gunny sacks. Call them gunny sacks.
That's the same thing?
Uh-huh, it's all the same thing.
Okay. What would you call a boat with oars?
Just strictly oars?
Uh-huh.
Rowboat.
Okay. And what would you use, I guess a lot of people use them either on a horse or on cattle or to sort of persuade them?
Black snake.
Okay, a black snake.
That's if you want to get rough with them, they use a black snake. But a lot of times they just have a whip. It's what they call a whip, and it's you snap it. You know, you hit them with it. And if it's not mean cattle, why they just usually use. But a black snake, it cuts the hide.
Oh, does it?
It's bad.
Now, was there any other term they might use for a black snake?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of a bull whip?
Well,
or is that different?
That might be different. I don't know. I never seen one of those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just don't know. It's usually just a black snake or just a whip, you know.
Uh-huh. And for horses, do they have anything for horses?
Well, not usually, unless if they're going to run something, they might use this whip on them, you know.
Have you ever heard of a quirt?
Yes, they're just a little small deal. They're made out of fine leather, you know, and they make the handle and wrap it tight, you know, and then the other is just a couple of pieces of leather.
Mm-hmm. You, and how would you pronounce that?
What did I say? Quirt.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. And when the tools would get dull, how would you put a new edge on them?
Well, you'd have a grinding stone. I've turned a grinding stone for my dad a jillion times for sickles, you know. When you cut, we used to cut with the old hand mowers or the horse-drawn mowers, and those sickles have knives on them, you know. And they pull them out and have to run them over a grinding stone. And that's a great big, have you ever seen one of those?
Now, is there anything you would ever hold in your hand?
The sickle you have to hold.
Or smaller for sharpening.
Oh, you could sharpen anything on them. You could sharpen knives or anything there.
And for cutting things, sort of a platform you would put wood on to cut it, what would you call that?